Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We said free Britney and we meant it. We thought we were talking about Britney Spears. Turns out we're also talking about Brittany Griner.
She's free, honey.
She's a free woman.
This is a good Thursday. I'm going to be honest with you. Our producer is thrilled to death, freaking out like she's her family. I feel like I'm still kind of surprised. I really didn't think it was going to happen. You were like, no, it was going to happen. You knew it.
Yeah, well, I knew there's no way she's going to spend 9 years in prison. Like, yeah. I knew that wasn't going to happen. And I knew that Joe Biden was working behind the scenes because that's what he does. Like, he's not, what he is not is Donald Trump flashy in your face and want to tell you everything I'm doing all the time and broadcast it to the world. He's not that guy. He's not even Barack Obama where he's got that swagger. Joe Biden just gets
stuff. Sleepy Joe boy.
He just gets stuff done,
he's
though.
He's taking a nap and then he wakes up and he gets stuff done and he goes back to sleep.
He has a cup of coffee. Calls Vladimir on the phone, says, listen, where are we on this deal? Let's make it happen. And that's the type of leadership that I want. Could it have happened faster? Of course, if I were Britney's partner or if I were Britney's like loved ones, I would have been losing my mind.
Yeah.
But
it happened.
When people were getting upset.
Christmas, babe.
Yes. And when people are getting upset and saying, you know, he's not doing enough. We don't actually know what he was doing behind the scenes. And according to these reports coming out, he's been working on this thing for months.
How long do we know, again, how long she's been imprisoned? Because she was in prison and then she got moved to that really strict prison. But has it been a year?
It's been close to a year. I feel like she was detained. Gosh.
Wasn't it March? February? Let's find out.
So, like 7 or 8 months, maybe, or maybe a little bit longer. Gosh, time has been. Listen, everything feels like it's an eternity, and also feels like it's flying by right now.
1,000%.
The entire pandemic.
1,000%.
Time has been so.
It was in February.
So almost 10 months.
Wow.
Now she gets
to come home for. Does it say will she be released today?
Yeah,
well, she's already been.
I literally felt like as it was happening, I was in studio, and I was like, oh my gosh, breaking news, and it was happening like the. Everything. Sorry, I'm so excited.
No, I'm
the cousin. I was like, oh, this is happening,
and
I couldn't tell anyone because no one was awake. And then I saw Biden speak. She has been there in Dubai.
Yeah. So,
and she's there. They did the trade off of the prisoners.
So here's how the government works. They would not have announced it if she were still in custody Russia.
Got it.
They would wait till she's on neutral soil before they made the announcement because. That would just look egg in their face if they said she's free and then Putin's like, just kidding.
Do we know yet, have the details come out, what we needed to do with Putin to get Britney Griner
out?
Well,
they swapped the merchant of death.
Got it.
Yeah. So
does that mean anything for us?
It's not a good thing. He's not a good guy. He's an arms dealer. Does it mean anything directly for us? Probably not. You know, as Americans, probably not. I believe that the Biden administration made a calculation and they said, is it worth it? And they decided that it was. And I'm glad because
I'm so happy.
Listen, we cannot downplay the fact that the sitting president of the United States and his administration worked tirelessly to free a queer black woman.
Hello.
Right? Like, that's a big deal. Just 2 years ago. Our
but
former
also,
president would not have done that.
She is a phenomenal athlete for America.
I got that. Absolutely.
I mean, but besides,
but half
if you're
of America
a black woman,
won't see her that way.
Yes, but I
so
think that that
deal.
Also does play a part. Because I will say, Angel's Advocate, like you say, if she wasn't a huge athlete and a celebrity, would they have gone the same lengths to free her?
No. But also, you could put that on the administration, which is fair. but also put it on the American people, would we have been upset?
But that's what I'm saying. So she's an American athlete. So as much as we want to be like, she's a black queer woman, nobody's in America's being that woke. Like, she's an athlete. It got a ton of press.
Yeah.
And someone has to do something, which, however, does show the power of the people.
Yeah.
Because of social media, everyone was wigging out. And I think that that helped put pressure on.
So I'm sure we're going to have some audio from his speech throughout the morning.
This morning, when
he does news in about 30 to 40 seconds. But this is a really great way to start off the day. We're getting closer. Like you said, just being able to come home for the holidays. I don't know that Brittany celebrates. Does she celebrate Christmas? I don't really know.
Just Christmas, holidays Kwanzaa, in general, Hanukkah, you know?
Any of it. None
just,
of it. Whatever.
I mean, the holidays to just be home, I'm sure. But if she has nieces or nephews.
Yeah.
Vonnie, I'm so sorry. I need to get
the rundown.
Yeah, I do.
Because I don't see it in my account either.
I'm sorry, honey.
I also cannot find it. So here's a little behind the scenes. Can you resend it, perhaps? So a little behind the scenes for you. Our producer, Vanessa, sends us the rundown the night before so we know what's going on before we come into the studio. And I think
We're learning. We're growing.
I feel like I saw it yesterday, and I think I might have accidentally deleted it, Vanessa. And I think that probably also happened with Michaela. So I don't think it's you. I think it's really us.
I've been taking AJ's lead and deleting everything. As I've been going through my emails all week, unsubscribing to everything I've ever subscribed to.
It's the best feeling in the world. Keeps you clean and organized.
I love it here.
Wait, is it going to my junk mail, Vanessa? Is it going to my junk mail? That's what I want to know. You know, we can talk about Brittany a little bit longer. I don't see it in my account. I have no idea what's going on.
So let's hear what Biden had to say this morning.
Yes!
About her release. Again, I was here celebrating by myself, so I'm like, okay.
What time was it when you officially found out? Because you texted us right away, right?
Yeah. Well, I was here at 5:15.
Wow.
5:15 a.m. Pacific time. And I was like, breaking news, Brittany Griner. And then they were talking about how Biden was about to speak in 30 minutes. And I just feel like
Well, let's listen to him.
Yeah, let's do it.
Morning, folks, and it is a good morning. Moments ago, standing together with her wife, Sherelle, in the Oval Office, I spoke with Brittany Griner. She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances, Brittany will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along. This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release. It took painstaking and intense negotiations, and I want to thank all the hardworking public servants across my administration who worked tirelessly to secure her release.
Okay.
That's incredible.
Yep.
There you have it. She's on her way home. So happy for her. All right, let's get into weather. It's going to be 54 in New York, 73 in Atlanta, 48 in Denver, 55 in Vegas, 54 in San Francisco, and 67 in Palm Springs. Now give us a vibe of the day.
You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine. I have never read a more accurate vibe in my life.
True.
1% better every single day. That's my goal.
Amen.
How about this? This could be a great goal. This could be like 100% better. You could see Magic Mike live in Vegas. Here's how. Experience an unforgettably fun night of thrilling 360-degree entertainment featuring some of the world's sexiest, most talented, and temperature-raising acts from a thrilling range of acrobatic and musical talent at Magic Mike Live at Sahara Las Vegas. Tickets are on sale at MagicMikeLiveLasVegas.com, or I've got a better deal for you.
We love it.
Hold on to your seats, kids. Head over to WeAreChannelQ.com. You have an opportunity to win round-trip airfare for two, a two-night hotel stay at the Sahara, two premium tickets to see Magic Mike live, a meet-and-greet with the cast, dinner at Bazaar Meat, which is really good, by the way, with your own special Magic Mike menu, and your own personalized bottle of champagne. Come on.
Okay, listen, it's so much fun. Everybody that I know that's been to Magic Mike, not only are they so sexy, it's actually kind of artistic too, which I don't know if you're going for the art.
And they're
way
LGBTQ friendly. There's representation.
Totally.
Dudes can get lap dances. It's an equal opportunity experience.
1,000,000%.
Yeah. From conversation about one Britney to another, Britney Griner released from a Russian prison just this morning. Apparently she's in Dubai. President Joe Biden made an address earlier this morning saying she will be back in the United States within the next 24 hours. It's a huge,
crazy, amazing,
huge moment. So that Britney is free. But there are theories going around that the other Britney, Britney Spears, is not actually free.
Right.
Now, there's a TikTok trend, a conspiracy that believes she's still very much under the control of others. Let's go ahead and take a listen to a clip from this TikTok, and then we'll discuss.
Me and Britney support accounts claiming that she's not free because she's not immediately out there doing her interview or posting every conversation or outing she has with her friends on social media. Like this one, for example. Britney is not free. There's still something a little fishy about the amount of time she's still seemingly free, but isolated. No dance partners. No friends that she has had and wanted to see. No interview she said she wanted to do. Same house, same vacations. And here's another one. Not spoken live in 7.5 months. Not done interviews like she wanted. Still can't be reached. Isn't talking on the phone in private, only Instagram. Believed controllers were trying to kill her. Often in Hawaii with religious links. I hope these people know that having a private life is a real thing. And maybe she wants to be isolated for a little bit so she can heal and enjoy her life and her relationship with no barriers. And how does this rando on Twitter know she can't be reached? We don't know.
I feel like this is a very America thing to do, in a very like, I don't know if it's not Gen Z. It's whatever the, what's lower than Gen, what's lower than millennials? What's the TikTok generation? The younger kids.
Gen Z.
I feel like this is very much who we are. We're like, free them, let them go. We put up this humongous fight. We do all these things. Then whoever needs to be freed is freed. And then there's no proper rehabilitation. There's no checking up. There's nothing. We put up all these fights to be right. Mm-hmm. But then there's no like long end with anything. Like, thank God for the Black community, because I think there was long end with Black Lives Matter, although that kind of turned into a crazy fire as well with the leader of Black Lives Matter getting into trouble. But like, I feel like we stand and we fight. And then we're like, okay, done, moving on. And it's like, there's just no...
Follow through.
Yeah. And having... If like, you think
the,
about
what's
it...
What's the end game?
Yeah, like, we put up such a fight to let her be free, but...
What if free means exactly this? What if free means she doesn't want to go do interviews?
Or...
What if she wants to hang out at her house by herself?
Or what if she truly is still being mind-controlled, but because everyone was like, okay, moving on, back to our lives... They have the freedom and ability to do that because, her behavior is erratic. I don't think it's because she wants to just be crazy. I have a family member who's extremely bipolar. Like, this looks like bipolar behavior, mm-hmm. whether she's unmedicated or not, whether she's being overly medicated. Like, that's just, I feel like that's our problem with society.
Yeah, she appears to be mentally unwell at the best, right? And we like to... I feel like this is, it's a great thing, and it's also, and I won't say just young people, but specifically young people. Nowadays, they like instant gratification. They want to be seen as if they're accomplishing something in the world because they've grown up in a world that's just chaos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We had, I feel like, we had the 80s and the 90s. The 90s felt pretty safe to me. It felt pretty normal. As a queer kid, yeah, there were some issues, of course. But by and large, I felt like the 90s were pretty stable. Like, we weren't afraid of everything. And we were inundated with information constantly and being expected to be, you know, Insta famous or TikTok famous by the age of 16. Like, we didn't have to deal with any of those things. These kids now, I feel like they're just grasping at something to make them feel like their life has purpose.
Yeah.
And for that, a lot of them, it was like, okay, let's free Britney.
Well, and I won't even say like an age thing, because I've done this in my personal life. I think that a lot of people who are mentally stable, who have a good grasp within themselves, know that when you're taking on such a large feat, if anything, it takes a plan. It takes sitting down. It takes being methodical. It takes like all of these different things and different resources.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to stuff like this, all you have to do now is put one hashtag to go viral on TikTok, and you've got this humongous case.
Yeah, then now all you're these an people advocate come, uh-huh, all of a sudden.
But then all these people come to follow you. You're overwhelmed. You don't know what to do.
Now,
so you're like grasping at straws.
Who's to say? And some people figure it out.
They're brilliant.
The young man from the Parkland High School, Hogue, what's his name? Like, he started posting on social media, got a lot of like attention, but then he like rose to the occasion.
Of course. Greta Thunberg did a lot of planning.
Yes, Greta Thunberg talking about climate change. She got big on social media, but then she had follow through. You know, not everybody is like that. Not everybody's prepared. We all have thoughts and things that we share, but something takes off and, like you said, goes viral. And then what? What if you don't have like a plan? And I think that's a lot of these people, they fought for Britney, and now what?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's really sad what's happening to her. I have no idea. Do I think she's mentally stable? No. Do I think that she's living her truest, best life? No. Do I still question her husband? Yes, I do. But I hope that she gets the help that she needs at some point. I mean, I don't really know what else to say.
I'm curious to know more about this religion in Hawaii.
Yeah, what's that about, Scientology?
It's time for our first round of What's Poppin' for the Day. Michaela, I know I was just telling you moments ago, I feel like we want to talk about this story at some point, too. Leah Remini responded.
I cannot wait.
I was just reading the article. She responded to Kirstie Alley's passing. She said it's very sad, but they have a long, long history of a feud mm-hmm. that's been going on for quite a while. Maybe we'll get to that at some point. Right now, I do believe we're going to be talking about Chrishell Stause.
Yeah, the story's kind of interesting. I'm going to just give you the story, and then I want to hear your opinion
sure.
first. Okay, so Selling Sunset star Chrishell Stause has slammed the organizers of the People's Choice Awards, alleging in a string of tweets that she was the sole cast member in her show, barred from bringing her partner with her. The fan-driven event, which was hosted by Saturday Night Live star Kenan Thompson, was attended by a host of celebrities. However, hours after the televised festivities came to an end, Chrishell, after showing up still to the People's Choice Awards, went off on Twitter claiming how she couldn't bring her partner, and she was pretty livid. She said, "I am on the sauce a bit, so I will probably regret this later, but People's Choice didn't allow me to bring my partner to the awards. I could only bring a plus one if it was a cast member. What the heck? Sure, this means I will never be nominated again, but honestly, F you." She continued to go on. "Every single cast member invited and had some plus ones. I was nominated for Best Reality Star, and yet they said no again. F you. I didn't know till I got there that everyone was invited. So what the F was the issue?" When Twitter user advised Stause to ask them directly and tell us the answer, she said, "Oh, I have. Putting it on Twitter was the very last result of endless back and forth for weeks about it. G isn't in the country, so ended up not being able to go anyway, but we only realized that recently. Up until a few days ago, I was fighting to get them in and only to see everyone get invited." Okay, here's my issue, and I'm not understanding. I hope she's not insinuating because she's gay that she couldn't come in, because there was so many walks of people.
Does G Flip identify as she?
Non-binary.
Yeah. I don't know their pronouns.
But I couldn't imagine they, them. But I don't know what she's going off about.
So I think how I understand this is they said your plus one has to be a member of the cast. Did other cast members bring a plus one that was not on the show?
So that's what she doesn't say. She doesn't say when my other cast members brought their own plus ones, not a part of the show. She's not saying that. She's just saying they brought plus ones.
Huh.
So maybe Netflix wanted the old cast to come because the new series hasn't aired yet. And that made an opportunity for Chrishell to bring, for example, Bree Tiessi, who wouldn't be nominated for People's Choice Awards, but is a part of the new series that hasn't aired yet. So it's giving him different promo.
It's interesting because here's the thing. I know how these award shows work, right? And they want moments. They want press, and it wouldn't make sense for the People's Choice Awards to not allow her to bring G Flip. That moment on the red carpet would get pressed. It might go viral.
Totally.
They might kiss in the audience. There's a lot of opportunities
also,
for them.
Also, they're extremely gay friendly.
Yes. And so I don't think for a second the People's Choice Awards, because it's the people, literally, it's the young people voting mostly, and they're by and large very supportive. So I don't understand.
That's what it's what not. The actual there's something issue that's is. Not making sense to me. Judge Judy says if it doesn't make sense, it's not true.
Yeah. Well, usually
not
that's
calling
the case.
Her a liar. I'm just saying it doesn't
award
make sense.
Award shows are weird, though. They are weird.
Just weird.
I covered them. I was literally in the inner workings of award shows for many, many years, and they're just. It's just a lot of like, let's all pat ourselves on the back.
Yeah.
And like make ourselves look really important.
Yeah, so. I could see that. I feel like she's coming from a weird privileged place, and I hate to say that because I don't know her and I don't know the story. I just can't imagine in this world them not allowing her to bring her partner. And if they didn't allow her to bring her partner, I would assume it was for a good reason that had to do more with Selling Sunset and Netflix, not People's Choice Awards.
I will say this, when I get to go to, I don't know, the Golden Globes or the American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards, my Dick Clark shows I work, I'm usually front row. Sometimes I'm front three rows, and I get to bring my partner. So yeah. They treat me really well.
Yeah.
So,
but that's what I'm saying. Chrishell, you're going to say no to best nominated reality star with 5 million followers. I think there's a reason.
Well, and it's strange, too, because also if you understand how these award shows work, the auditorium is full of seat fillers. Most of the people at award shows buy tickets. And then it's usually young girls who are like maybe in their 20s who can't afford to get a ticket.
Yeah.
They sign up to be seat fillers.
It's fun.
Which means they put them in our seats when we go to the restroom. And we usually have like VIP areas where like anybody who's like a celebrity or working with the organization, we would go and like I remember texting my mom one time, like, I'm standing next to Jennifer Aniston and Bradley Cooper right now at the bar getting the drink. Because we have our own private areas where we can go to.
Yeah.
And so when we go do that, we might not come back for the entire show. We might take a break and not come back for that commercial break. And they put seat fillers in our seats. So my point is, if there are enough open seats where you have seat fillers, 22-year-old kids who are getting these seats for free, there's a seat to give to G-Flip. You can give everybody a plus one, really.
It's so not making sense.
The math isn't mathing.
Yeah, it's not. All right, coming up, it's Therapy Thursdays, the benefits of listening to music while working out. There are some, and we'll tell you about them next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Beat. Channel Q.
Welcome back to the show. Coming up this hour in Therapy Thursdays, this is a very relatable conversation. Benefits of listening to music while working out. I can't imagine.
Yes, I love it.
I can't go for a run. I can't lift weights.
Yeah.
I can't do any of it without some good music.
I feel the same way.
Mm.
I love it. I feel like music. We were talking about the importance of audio yesterday at a team meeting that we had. And whether you want to feel happy, sad, pumped up, in the holiday spirit,
mm-hmm.
you don't turn on the TV for that. You turn to music for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the right playlist, woof, we're pumping up the jams, honey.
Well, we actually have the chair of music therapy at Berklee College of Music in Boston, Massachusetts, joining us to have this conversation. Also to share with us the other benefits of music.
I love it.
Really excited about that. Because not everybody wants to, like, for Therapy Thursdays, not everybody wants to sit and talk about their emotions. Sometimes you process them better in silence and just actually absorbing music and listening to it without ever saying a single word.
Listen, that's how my whole album came out. I mm-hmm. didn't really know how to use my words, and so I went to the studio and I heard the music, I wrote the music, then I started writing lyrics, and it ended up being the most healing thing for my journey.
This one's going to get your blood boiling. Also, a mom says that she deserves Christmas off more than her colleagues that don't have kids. She's a mother, and she thinks she deserves the time off. But others don't if they don't have kids. This one, these types of conversations get me fired up.
I know it.
Like when people think they just deserve more because, well, I have kids. Well, okay.
Okay,
and
babe.
You made that choice. Good for you.
I know. I saw this comedian the other day and she goes, you know, when I say I don't want kids, people think like, oh, I hate kids. No, I don't hate kids. I really like kids. But I also don't want a giraffe. They've got long necks. I couldn't fit them. Doesn't make me a bad person.
That part.
And I was like, that's such a good way to say it.
I used to be diehard, wanted kids. Now I'm kind of like, on the fence. It's not that I don't love kids or want kids. I love myself more. And that's just kind of where I am.
It's really expensive, and it's a lot of responsibility if you choose to show up for your kids and be a good parent.
It's sort of like, remember, I remember working in restaurants. You and I met working in a restaurant together 15 years ago, and I used to get so annoyed when people would get smoke breaks. I'm like, oh, you get to...
Oh, yes. I was a smoker, and people used to get so mad.
Three or four times throughout your shift, you just get to stop working, go outside and have a cigarette, and just hang out. And so I used to go walk out and just stand there for a few minutes. My boss used to get so mad. I'm like, you are not going to tell me that smokers who are like killing themselves are out here, you know,
get
to have this. And I don't get 5 minutes off every now and then just to do nothing. And what could they say about it?
It's true.
They thought I was a punk, but I was also like, what are you going to do?
I mean, it's kind of true.
Yeah, of course it's true.
I know. People used to get so mad. I did smoke, too, and I'd run outside, and they'd say, your table needs you.
Yeah, then
and
you come back to the table, and I'd be like, they don't need anything. They just had a cigarette. I smell it.
I know.
Every time, yeah.
I know. You could really smell it.
Totally could.
And in my hair, especially.
All that hair?
All that
hair. You have a mop on your head.
I know, and it
I love it. A lovely mop.
Want
to do some news on the beat?
I do, baby.
Take it away.
All right, well, it's very exciting. WNBA star Brittney Griner has been released from Russian detention in a prisoner swap for convicted Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout. We've got some audio from President Joe Biden. Let's take a listen.
Morning, folks, and it is a good morning. Moments ago, standing together with her wife, Sherelle, in the Oval Office, I spoke with Brittney Griner. She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances, Brittney will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along. This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release. It took painstaking and intense negotiations, and I want to thank all the hardworking public servants across my administration who worked tirelessly to secure her release.
Listen, I have to say, this says so much about working behind the scenes and quietly. That's what he's been doing, Joe Biden, and he got our girl out. I mean, there's not much more you can say when everyone was like, is he doing anything? Here she is. She's free after 10 months. So it does say a lot about Biden. I do appreciate that he worked so hard to get her out.
Yeah, it's easy to get frustrated, you know, with the president and think that, you know, because we do have to hold him accountable all the time. And had people not held him accountable, would this have happened? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But it's also got to be frustrating to be him and to know for months and months you're working on things and people are getting so annoyed with you, thinking you're like a big loser and you're not doing enough. When actually you know the truth, but you just can't say it.
100%.
That's the difference between him and Donald Trump. Donald Trump would let everybody know everything he's doing all the time. Brag about everything. He would give away secrets. Like, he was that guy.
Totally.
He wanted all the credit.
He couldn't hold it in. His ego's too big.
Joe Biden actually cares about getting the work done, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
He's a little sleepy, but I appreciate him.
I do, too. All right, let's get into weather. 54 in New York, 73 in Atlanta, 48 in Denver, 55 in Vegas, 54 in San Francisco, and 67 in Palm Springs. Now give us a vibe of the day.
You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine. I read this in a book one time. Try to be 1% better every single day. And that could be just making your bed. It could be a little thing. Start small. This is a big deal, though. Head over to wearechannelq.com. Enter for your chance to win a fun weekend getaway to Vegas.
Vegas!
We're talking round-trip airfare for two, a two-night hotel stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. Two premium tickets to see Magic Mike live. Also, meet and greet with the cast, dinner at Bazaar Meat with your own special Magic Mike menu, and a personalized bottle of La Marca champagne. I love it.
Love it.
What I love about it is there's also queer representation in the cast, and they give lap dances to dudes.
Amen,
equal
baby.
Equal opportunity. Head Amen. Over to wearechannelq.com and enter for your chance to win. That was Sugar and Spice by Michaela Gordon. I always know the holidays are here when Sugar and Spice starts playing
hey,
on the radio.
Honey.
So good.
What
better way to transition into a Therapy Thursday conversation about the power of music.
Okay, let's go, baby.
And how it can inspire us to do better in our day-to-day lives. But
feel our feels.
Also at the gym, because low-key, since Thanksgiving, I've been hitting the gym because I needed to,
right? Yeah.
So here to talk to us about the actual psychology behind this and share some benefits of listening to music is Joy Allen, who's the chair of music therapy at Berklee College of Music in Boston, Massachusetts. In addition to chair responsibilities, she is also the founding and acting director of the Music and Health Institute. Joy Allen, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Great. How are you?
We're great. I love that we just listened to a holiday song and transitioned into an interview with a woman named Joy. So
it worked out perfect, huh?
Well, it feels like you're in the right industry because music can bring joy, but it can also do a lot of other things for us. And I know that myself, I've started running. I'm training for a half marathon in May.
You're gonna kill it, babe.
And I cannot run without music. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, simple answer is music serves as a motivator, right? So it keeps us motivated to do things, but it also automatically entrains with our brain. So we know in simple terms, music impacts those areas of the brain that are involved in movement, those areas of the brain that are involved in motivation, with emotions, the motor cortex, the cerebellum, the sensory cortex, all of those great things. And so it's one of those things that when you're listening to music, how many of you think about it in our audience right now, if you start listening to music and all of a sudden you might see your toes start tapping,
or
you might be playing, or you might start hitting your fingers on the desk, playing your drums, or moving your body, right? That's because the music automatically is entraining, that rhythm's entraining in your brain. It's an automatic response that happens. And so we can use those same principles and find things that help motivate us, not only from the rhythm, but also from the encouragement that is provided through the lyrics and the overall structure of the music that we listen to.
Yeah, I think it's incredible because you do. When you're sad, you turn on Adele. Or when you're happy, you turn on Kim Petras or Whitney Houston. Or if you're angry, you turn on Slipknot. Like, whatever your music of choice
Slipknot.
Is.
Slipknot. I love that reference.
Honey, sometimes you gotta get mad. But it does provide something completely different because you don't turn on the television. Is that because TV sort of creates the narrative for you, whereas in music, you really get to fall into your own world with what you're hearing?
Yeah, it's a different attention to task. When you're watching TV, you have to kind of pay attention and look at what you're seeing. Whereas in music, right, you can be lost in your own world and you can fade in and out of attention, but it's there. It helps you process through. And, it has the same impact not only on the parts of the brain, but your neurotransmitters, those reward centers, the dopamine, the serotonin, the oxytocin, those things that make you feel good or allow you to release emotions. Where, again, if you're watching TV, and nothing against TV, it's wonderful. It's entertainment. But you have to attend to it in a different way.
You know what I find? I think that for me, when I am working out, music distracts me. And I think because I love the results of working out. And every now and then, I love working out. But by and large, I don't love working out. You know what I mean? I don't like the pain of it, the struggle of it.
No, exactly.
And music takes me away. I don't know what it is. There's something about Lady Gaga's Born This Way. And I know that's the gayest response ever. And I hear it. But it's been out for 10 years. And that song, to this day, every single time I hear it, I get pumped up at the gym. Is it okay? Is it actually a good thing that we are so distracted by music while we're working out? Does that actually give our minds a moment to sort of reset and regroup?
Absolutely. And all of you, I'm sure, have had an experience where, by the way, everyone should have a theme song, right? Mm-hmm. And so whether it's Lady Gaga, if it's, whoever, right? You should have a theme song that helps you know when you can say, what do I need from the music today? I need to be motivated. It's going to do that. I need to focus. It's going to do that. So think of those theme songs. And it doesn't matter what type of music you listen to. It's your preferred music and it has those impacts for you. So yeah, it does serve as a distraction in a way because it gives you something else to focus in on. And not to pick on any of my physical therapy friends, but if you've ever had an injury and you're going through physical therapy, it can be painful, right? Yeah. And there's a mundaneness to it. You're walking in a particular way, you're exercising and having to use particular muscle groups over and over to rehabilitate, which is necessary. But if you add the music to that, it helps make it more enjoyable experience for you.
1,000%.
Yeah, I think so too. It's even crazy how when they often say when you're pregnant and you have your little baby, mm-hmm. you put headphones, you stand by a speaker, and that helps exhilarate the baby.
The baby can dance sometimes.
Yeah. Is that
I was going to say, if everyone goes back and thinks about their own musical journey, you know, as babies, we learn about our environment and respond and learn and grow through listening to sounds and going for them. If you look at a baby, if you put, you know, a rattle out, they're reaching for the rattle. Yeah. They're reaching for the sound that they're going for. And then how many videos have we seen of the cute little baby bopping to the music with their little butt and their diapers stuck out, right? Those same principles.
I mean, my niece is like, she's not a cute baby. She's twerking right now. She's six. So that's her journey that we're accepting. But still dancing to the music.
I will say, I remember my gay little self when I heard a Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody for the first time. Yeah. It's the first time I remember being moved by a song. And to this day, as far as I can recall, it's still my first favorite song of my life. So the power of music is undeniable.
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, connecting that back to exercise, whether you're training for the half marathon, which kudos to you, that is not me. or just remember that there's value in just movement. And so have the 5-minute dance break, you know, during the next, you know, song. Get up and move a little bit. And that movement doesn't have to be running or jumping. It could just be stretching your arms up, doing some arm circles, tapping your toes. Just that break will not only get you the physical benefits of exercise, but also the mental health benefits of clearing your brain, taking your mind away, which is going to help you refocus in the end. Anyway.
So good.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Joy Allen, the chair of music therapy and Berklee College of Music in Boston. We appreciate you joining us and giving us all your fabulous insight.
Thanks for having me. Have a happy holiday, everyone.
You too.
Right now, this one is going to get some blood boiling, especially if you do not have children.
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of annoying.
This mom thinks she deserves Christmas off more than her colleagues who don't have kids.
Oh, okay.
The mom says, okay, I feel terrible about this, right? She wrote this on a parenting website, attempting to justify her selfishness. She said, I have asked her to withdraw her request. This is about a coworker, her colleague, as she and her husband, who have no kids, normally go to her husband's parents on Christmas Day, but they also go every week, so it's not like they never see them. She's asking for her coworker, who asked for Christmas off ahead of her, to rescind her request, saying, you don't even have kids, and you go there all the time. I don't get to spend Christmas with my kids. And this brings up a lot of emotions, right? She says, I, on the other hand, have a 4-year-old autistic son, right? Pulling that card. Mm-hmm. Then she continues to speculate about her colleague's personal life, estimated that since their work shift starts between 7 and 10 in the morning, she and her husband could still be his parents for lunchtime, whereas because I'm a single mom and the nurseries are closed, I have no one to watch my son. Yes, I could pay someone, but it would be extremely expensive. I feel bad asking her to do this, but if she won't, then I'm going to have no choice but to leave my job. Okay, that's where you lost me, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I can empathize with you. Listen, I'm not an a-hole, always. If somebody's saying to me...
You're not at all.
If you had a kid, right?
Yeah.
And I received that, by the way. Thank you. If you had a kid and it came down to one of us had to be here to, whatever, cover the news. And you're like, listen, I've got a kid. It's my first Christmas. Or I have a kid who has special needs.
Yeah.
I know that that doesn't mean my Christmas is more important than yours. Yeah. I know that you have a husband that you want to spend time with.
Yeah.
However, would you mind doing this thing for me? It would really mean a lot.
Yes.
I'm saying yes every single time. As would you.
As would I.
What I don't respond well to is somebody thinking that they have a right to your earned time off because they have a kid.
Yeah.
Because they're single. Because the kid has autism. Because they can't afford a nursery or they don't want to, the nursery closes early or whatever.
Yeah.
Daycare. That's not okay. And then to follow it up with a threat, I'm going to quit my job. Come on.
Okay, so this is interesting because I've gotten to fights with a couple of my really good girlfriends and my sister-in-law because things have come up where they'll try to get a hold of me, and if they can't, they feel like surely I'm not as busy as they are.
Because you're not a mom.
Because I live in LA. I host a morning show.
Well, and you're not a mom.
I go on TV. But first and foremost, because it looks like I just like have fun all day every day. I don't have any real responsibilities.
Our job doesn't look like a job to normal people.
Right, totally. And then they feel like because they're moms and they make themselves available that I should make myself available. unfortunately, and I've had to have this conversation a million times, I've said time and time again, it is a difficult, exhausting,
thankless job.
Yeah. Being a mother. I spend time with my niece and I can't wait to give her back. Like, I'm dying.
Same.
But it doesn't mean that I'm any less of a person. I have to work harder. If you came to me and said, I'm a mom and I want to be with my kids, duh, of course. Like, sure. Of course. You just can't expect that because it's like, everyone has their own things. Like, maybe my partner's not doing well.
Yeah.
Maybe my partner's sick.
Yes.
Then I need to be there for my partner.
Your choice of being a parent does not trump my own, you know, rights. It's sort of like when we keep seeing, you know, families getting upset. We did a story just the other day. They didn't get to sit together on a plane. Well, buy your tickets together then. Buy tickets together. Don't get mad at somebody. This woman let her child crawl all over a woman while she slept because she wouldn't give up her window seat. She bought the window seat. It probably costs more money.
Yeah.
So there's a right way and a wrong way to go about this. You're not owed anything just because you have kids.
No, and if you're cool, people will probably be cool back. So you know what? Be cool.
Be cool. Not my producer, Vanessa, just telling me I have too much energy for her.
He's too happy and I'm not in that mood.
I know, baby. It's like, okay. Listen, that's a real thing.
Sometimes
are going on vacation and another person hasn't had vacation in a long time, they're like, can you just shut up?
I'm going away for a few days. I'm going away to a cabin in the mountains with my husband and my dog, and there are three Christmas trees and three fireplaces and a hot tub on the balcony. I'm about to live my best life.
It sounds lovely.
You hate me. I'm so sorry.
No, it sounds lovely.
And also, the house sleeps 10. And we're not inviting anybody. And this is so true. Both our moms have asked us, like, so there's room. So my mom told me she could get on a flight. Oh. And then my mother-in-law is like, well, it's really a shame that you're not having anybody else with you. Like, I'm like, you're not getting invited.
You're not invited.
I did try to invite people, though, and my husband said no.
Yeah.
He said, I want some alone time.
You know what's so funny? I was like, Lise, this is so cute what the boys are doing. Maybe we could do a night in Mount Charleston. And she was like, well, we don't even have to go. We could go to Big Bear. Maybe we can invite people. And I was like, first of all, I didn't say all that.
See, Lisa and I are the same. We want to be surrounded by people.
Yeah. And I was like, first of all, I didn't say that.
Here's the thing. Here's what you do.
Negotiation.
We come up with a plan in like January or something, or February or whatever, and we go do a weekend like this.
Well, we did. So my friend's birthday last year, we went snowboarding in Big Bear.
Got it.
And it was like six girls to the cabin. And it was actually, so I'm not that kind of girl. Like, I don't do stuff like that.
You know how I am on vacation. I'm like cozy, comfy guy, and I'm making you breakfast every morning.
Vanessa, would you snowboard?
I've never been snowboarding.
My husband asked me to go snowboarding.
I love snowboarding. I swear to God, it's the most invigorating feeling.
It really is fun. I wipe out a lot, but whatever.
No, I'm good.
Should we do some What's Poppin'?
I want to talk more
about
snowboarding.
This is juicy, though.
Yeah, it is juicy. Okay, there's a lot going on in What's Poppin'. Leah Remini, who I love more than anything, I'm always team Leah Remini, is coming for... Kirstie Alley, but not in the way that you would think.
Yeah.
She said, yes, we did have a years-long Scientology feud. Yes, I did not agree with anything that she said, but the news of Kirstie Alley's passing is very sad, and she's devastated for her and her family. She said, while it has been reported that Kirstie sought conventional cancer treatment, which gave her a fighting chance, the majority of Scientologists do not seek treatment until it's too late. Scientologists are convinced they can cure themselves of diseases like cancer. It's one of the more sinister things they promise. And because Scientology claims to be an exact science and not a faith, its members are brainwashed into believing these false claims are guarantees. I will tell you, Lisa grew up in a family that was Jehovah's Witness, strict Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
And when she was 7 years old, her older sister, who was 18, got into a deadly car crash. They had to have the jaws of life come open the car. She couldn't get out. She was going to die. She needed a blood transfusion. And in Jehovah's Witness, if you are supposed to die, you die naturally. You don't do blood transfusions. You don't seek hospital help. And it was at that moment where her father said, no, my daughter's absolutely getting a blood transfusion.
Yep.
1,000%. He did. Lisa's family went through with it. Her sister is alive and well today, but she said that when they would go to the church after that happened, her and her family would go sit in the church and all the members would disperse away from them.
How
and
cruel. Leaving them
And Lisa was seven. And Lisa
for
won't
saving
say
her
it.
Life.
Lisa will not say this, But I said, at seven, how did that make you feel? And she's like, I don't know. My mom just said, like, don't worry. It's not your fault. You don't have anything wrong with you. They're just, they don't understand. But imagine being seven, going to church, mm-hmm. trying to save your sister's life. That's all you know.
And, you,
and the members treat you like a cockroach.
When they should be, like, embracing you when you come back. Yeah. And just to be clear, if you find colon cancer early, the five-year survival rate is 91%. Even if you find it late, the survival rate is still 64%. So, and I don't know where she was in the process or what she actually was going through, if there were other complications. But, like, it's beatable. And so I think what Lee Remini is saying is so sad. That she's a part of a religion where they felt they could like pray it away or
well,
something.
Well, that's what she's saying, you know. And it's
and her kids are still very much in Scientology too.
That's crazy.
Kirstie Alley's two kids, so it's rough.
It's nuts. All right, coming up, it's Pansexual Pride Day. What is pansexuality, and why is it important to acknowledge? We're going to discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, Channel Q.
This hour on the show, it's Pansexual Pride Day. What exactly, I didn't know which word I wanted to say, is pansexuality. Some people don't really fully understand it, and I think for those of us who are not pansexual, who do not identify this way, we might have some questions too.
Yeah, so that's okay.
Of course, like we get it wrong sometimes. We like to, you know, go on the journey with you, our listeners. So Dr. Justin Lee Miller is a Kinsey Institute research, has a fellowship there, and he's got a sex and psychology podcast. He's kind of an expert on this, right? What is the difference between pansexuality and bisexuality and sexual fluidity? Are there overlapping themes? We're going to have that discussion coming up here in just a little bit. Also, are you one of those people? I'm curious about this. Can you do mental math, or do you need to type things out?
Sometimes I can do mental math. It depends.
My husband can't.
You know who is great at mental math, and it probably is just because she loved a deal. Vivian Cavaricci.
Oh, your grandmother.
I'd be like, Grandma, what's 30% of $69? And she'd be like, bleh. And I was like, oh, so good.
Yeah.
Smarty pants.
I'm really great at mental math. I'm pretty quick at it. My husband, it's so weird because he's like brilliant. He's great at technology. He knows how to do everything. He can figure stuff out.
Yeah.
If I say, hey, what's 15 minus 7? I would have to give him 3 days to figure that one out. He's not good at mental math. So I don't know what it is, But I think it kind of low-key turns them on a little bit when I figure things out quickly.
Yeah.
Like mental math. So we're actually going to have a discussion about mental math and why it is hot when people know how to do it.
Totally.
And then this is sort of, this is really sad news. As if she hasn't been through enough already. Celine Dion revealed something this morning, I believe, earlier this morning, that is pretty heartbreaking and could mean the end of her career. I can't even imagine that. Can't wrap my brain around that. But Michaela has those updates for you and what's popping at the end of the hour. Spoiler alert, it has to do with her health. So I think that's probably where my brain was going right there. But it's going to be a great hour.
Absolutely.
Here on The Morning Beat. Obviously, Brittany Griner, free. We've been talking about that all morning long. She's on a plane right now. We're looking at social media. We were looking at Joe Biden's Instagram moments ago. And there is a picture of him with, looks like, Secretary of State Yellen and also his Vice President Kamala Harris with Brittany Griner's wife. Is it Sherelle or Chanel?
I think it's Sherelle.
I think it might be Sherelle. And they're on the phone with Brittany before she got on the plane in Dubai to come home to the United States. So at some point today or tonight, she will be safely back in the United States.
Absolutely.
Which is pretty wild to think about. Yeah. What's that flight like? What kind of
meal? Oh my gosh.
She better be first class. She better be getting all sorts
of great meal, champagne.
All the things. Whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Totally.
I wonder what airline she's on. If they have her on like a commercial,
probably
like first
private
class.
Jet, probably private.
Well, it could be private, could be. I can't imagine they would send Air Force One for her. But what if they did?
I can't imagine them being like, okay, go now, wait at the airport
Delta.
In Dubai. You're gonna check in for American Airlines.
They could block off a whole section. Sometimes what they'll do is they transfer inmates this way sometimes, not in first class, but they'll block off entire sections and have air marshals with you.
No. So. I've seen Con Air enough times to know if there was an inmate on a flight,
Nicolas
I'm
Cage.
Off, baby.
Nicolas Cage. That
Count
was
me out,
that
honey.
Was a good movie.
I know that it was.
Oh, wow.
And I know that it was.
I can't believe you just made a Con Air reference.
I know. I'm
one of my favorite movies of all time is Air Force One with Harrison Ford. So
okay.
We love a good and don't forget, this is a sleeper. Snakes on a Plane.
I was thinking that I was like the only play movie I know, Snakes on a Plane.
Okay,
was that Samuel L. Jackson? Or who was it? Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson.
Was Halle Berry in it?
I don't remember her.
Oh, okay. But you need to watch it, Snakes.
So wild.
On a Plane.
I will.
And then, okay, if we're going down the plane trail really quickly, the iconic Airplane. If you remember movies in the 80s, the eggs keep coming out of her mouth over and over again, the plane's
that
crashing.
That movie with Denzel Washington.
No, not that one.
It was Steve Martin, right?
No. Everybody thinks it's Steve
Who
Martin.
Who is it? Who is it?
It was, Naked Gun. People, our listeners in Palm Springs are screwed. Leslie Nielsen.
Out.
Leslie
yeah,
Nielsen.
Okay.
He was
okay.
The best deadpan comedic-like actor in history. Remember Scary Movie? He was in that movie. He was so funny. But Airplane, iconic.
Iconic.
All right. We should probably get back to work.
What the?
We're getting paid right now, by the way. We're getting paid for this.
Let's do it, baby.
Take it away.
All right. WNBA star Brittany Griner has been released from Russian detention in a prisoner swap for convicted Russian arms dealer Victor Bout. The prisoner exchange between the U.S. and Russia for Brittany Griner and Victor Bout was secured by joint mediation between UAE and Saudi Arabia, the countries said in a statement. The joint statement is issued by the Saudi Arabian and the UAE ministries affirm that the success of the mediation efforts is a reflection of the mutual and solid friendship that connects both countries with the United States of America and the Russian Federation. The prisoner exchange was completed successfully at Abu Dhabi Airport, the Russian Foreign Ministry said. U.S. President Joe Biden expressed his gratitude today to the UAE for its role in the swap.
Well, this is breaking news. Ex-Marine Paul Whelan, because people are already talking about this. Like,
yeah,
we got Brittany Griner back, but we didn't get him back. What's up with that? And he just, from a penal colony in Russia, they got a statement. He said, I don't understand why I'm still sitting here. So
he's upset.
Joe Biden's still working on it, but it's a different situation.
He was accused
of espionage and being a spy. It's very different than a little hashish oil.
Yeah, but I will say he was doing it for America and Russians. I mean, we hear of Russian spies all the time, spies all over. I also know that he signed up to fight for his country.
Sure.
But if I was Paul, I'd be feeling a type of way right now, too.
I get that. And he's probably more valuable to Vladimir Putin than Brittany Griner. And it really came down to that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm going to hold on to this guy. Absolutely. So I hope they get him back.
He's probably endured more torture as well, though. And that's something to think about.
Of course. Yeah.
Tough.
So,
All right, let's get into weather. It's going to be a high of 54 in New York, 73 in Atlanta, 48 in Denver, 55 in Vegas, 54 in San Francisco, and 67 in Palm Springs. Now give us a vibe of the day.
You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine. Make this a part of your routine. Head over to wearechannelq.com and listen to our podcast. But while you're there, you could also enter for the chance of a lifetime. You could experience an unforgettably fun night of thrilling 360-degree entertainment featuring some of the world's sexiest, most talented temperature-raising acts from a thrilling range of acrobatic and musical talent. Ooh. At Magic Mike Live at Sahara, Las Vegas. Tickets are on sale at MagicMikeLiveLasVegas.com. Pony is very much a part of the show, by the way, as it should be.
As it should be.
But you can win your way in by heading over to WeAreChannelQ.com right now. We're covering round-trip airfare for a two-night stay at the Sahara, two premium tickets to Magic Mike Live. We got a meet and greet for you, dinner at Bazaar Meat with your own personalized menu and your own bottle of champagne. This is a good one.
Hot.
And these dudes are hot. They will give lap dances to women, to men, to everyone.
Everyone.
Can I win these tickets? I don't think I'm eligible. But
I'll get us some tickets.
How do I go to this?
I'm going to try to sign up.
Okay.
And it's illegal.
It's Pansexual Pride Day, and we like to have conversations about things that we understand and things that we don't understand. And there are still parts of pansexuality that I'm not 100% clear on. And I think that's okay. It's why we have this space, right?
Yes.
I don't know all the differences between pansexuality and bisexuality and sexual fluidity, which is why we brought on an expert to set the record straight for us. We're now joined by Dr. Justin Lemmiller, who is a Kinsey Institute Research Fellow and host of the Sex and Psychology podcast. We're going to call you Dr. Justin. How about that?
Love.
Thank you so much for joining us. Listen, I think in the past, we've had a ton of conversations about what it means to be gay or lesbian or bisexual or trans. I think that pansexuality oftentimes is overlooked, and I'm guilty of that as much as the next person. So can you just briefly sort of explain what it means to be pansexual for our listeners who might not fully understand?
Sure. Well, as with any sexual orientation label, different people might define it in somewhat different ways. But when it comes to pansexuality, the two most common definitions that I see are, one, some people will define it as having sexual attractions to other people that see beyond their sex and gender. So in other words, it's kind of being gender blind or gender is irrelevant to their sexual attraction. Mm. By contrast, other people define pansexuality as being attracted to all sexes and genders. So they recognize different genders and have the capacity to be attracted to all of them. So there's a little bit of variability in how people define pansexuality, but essentially it means that attraction is not prevented to other individuals based simply on their sex or gender.
Hmm. Now, do you feel like as we're finding more labels, a lot of people who are bisexual are saying, you know what, I'm actually pansexual? Because I'll say for myself, I say like I'm lesbian only because when I say I'm bisexual, I find that men sexualize that. It's too much. It annoys me like everything else. And I don't want them pandering my girlfriend. But when I really open up my brain, I'm like, well, actually, I guess I don't have any judgment. If I loved the person's heart, I would be very open. Are you finding that people are sort of switching up their labels now as we find more open-mindedness in the community like pansexuality?
Certainly seeing shifts in sexual identity. And there's a growing number of people, particularly young adults, who identify as LGBTQ. And the biggest growth in that tends to be in bisexual and pansexual identities. Now, there are some people who actually identify as both bisexual and pansexual. So you don't necessarily have to have just one label. I think ultimately, when we're talking about how we label our sexuality, it is an individual choice. This is not to say that we choose our sexual attractions or that there's an element of choice in our sexual orientation, but the label we choose is something that gives us some degree of self-understanding, and it's a way that we want other people to understand us in terms of how we navigate the world. So for some people, pansexuality is the right fit. For other people, it might be bisexuality. For some, it might be both. And some people might switch and kind of go back and forth between different identities. There are no right or wrong answers here. It's really about what feels comfortable and validating to you.
You know, as somebody who has, you know, made a career of understanding this, as you have, and speaking on it, have you found that, because I've been challenged, I'm 42 years old, and I feel like the world's changed very quickly in recent years from when I came out, right? I came out as gay 22 years ago, and that was a big, big, big deal, right? And I feel like the conversation has shifted so much in such a short amount of time that sometimes I find myself pushing back on things just because I don't understand them necessarily. And I'll explain. So initially, I remember years ago, a friend of mine told me he was bisexual. And I kind of pushed back and I was like, please, whatever. Like, if you have sex with men, you're gay. Like, that was my mindset back then. And I think as I get a little bit older, I realize it feels almost like somebody who's able to be pansexual, it's like, oh, you're a better human than me because you're not seeing anything. You're open to loving anyone. And that brings up an insecurity in me. Have you found that? And was that just something that's unique to me? Or have you found that to be, you know, part of the conversation as we continue to expand what sexuality and gender actually is?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very complex issue. And I guess part of the answer here is that the labels, the identities available to us differ across generations. You know, for people who maybe grew up in the 80s or 90s, you know, the term transgender, the term pansexual, you know, these were things that were not part of our lexicon. And now, I think for younger adults, it's so normalized to them, and these terms and identities are available. And it can be harder for people of other generations to understand that because they developed and formed their identities at a different point in time when these options just weren't really there. So I think that that is one of the things that kind of makes it hard for people of different generations sometimes to relate to one another, because it's just this changing, evolving process. And so I think that's where we all could do well to give each other a little bit of grace in terms of, you know, the way that we developed and formed our identities are very much a product of the time in which we grew up and formed our sexual identity.
That is so fascinating.
So great.
And such a great way to explain it, too. Thank you.
Dr. Justin, thank you so much for joining us and having this conversation. Oftentimes, I feel like our community can also just be dubbed as confused. And it's just not like that. It goes so much deeper to everybody. Happy Pansexual Pride Day. Thank you again for joining us, the host of the Sex and Psychology Podcast. Get that wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to be getting into our topic in just a moment. Do want to share some breaking news. You're going to have the details for us in just a little bit.
Absolutely.
The Respect for Marriage Act has passed.
Major.
Both houses. It's a big deal. Kamala Harris is talking about it right now. We're going to see if there's some audio coming out shortly. And then also do our best to get somebody on here to talk about
such
this.
A big deal. Yeah. Very exciting.
It's a big, big deal for us.
It is.
A lot of wins
it's
right now.
A big
now.
Win for us.
Brittany Griner's
free.
Yeah. Respect for Marriage Act is passing.
Yeah.
It's a good day to be us.
It's a good day to be gay.
I almost said gay, but then it's also not because it's everybody. You know what I mean? I almost said gay because it rhymes, but it's a good day to be like queer, trans, bisexual, all of us.
Oh, God.
It's Pansexual Awareness Day, Michaela.
Okay, sorry.
We literally
drag
had the
me for filth.
Gay rhymes with things.
It just rhymes better, okay?
It's the generic term
I'm sorry,
we use. Sorry,
okay, pansexuals.
I get it. It's problematic now. I understand.
Listen, I'm just happy that we're safe to stay married. You recently got married in June.
Yeah.
Could you imagine after the most gorgeous wedding ever, they turn around and say it's not respected?
Yeah, like, you're not married anymore.
Insane.
That would be insane. Yeah. It did happen to thousands of couples in California years ago.
Yeah.
When marriage equality was overturned here a couple of times, Prop 8 was on the ballot and it didn't pass, or it did pass, I forget, but it was whatever it was. It wasn't supporting marriage equality, but we've come a long way since then. So. Big, big news. We've got more details for you coming soon. Let's talk about mental math.
Let's go, baby.
Because some people can do it, and apparently some people can't. And you say you're not great at it.
I'm not incredible.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah.
But I'm not as quick as maybe other people with really larger numbers.
Your grandmother.
Oh, my God. Vivian was a swift. Oh, my God. It's probably because she liked sales and going to the mall.
But that's it.
Yeah.
That is it. I like a sale, too.
Yeah. So I'm her always, percentages
I'm like,
by.
I'm like, ooh, this is 40% off. What does that actually mean? And then I add taxes. What's that going to mean? How am I going to, like, what am I looking at?
Uh-huh.
I like to understand my budget.
Yeah.
Whereas I remember my sister, she would see something that said, like, $99.99. She'd be like, oh, my God, it's only $90? I'm like, it's 100. It's actually probably 110 with taxes. So some people are better at it. My husband's not good at it at all. But this person shares that my first date with my boyfriend is pretty average. A springtime walk followed by pizza. Sure, he was nice, a good listener, and had dreamy blue eyes, but I wasn't getting the butterflies. Well, not until the bill arrived. Brian kindly took care of it, right? Without missing a beat, he calculated everything in his head and returned to the conversation. I could see the suggested tips weren't printed at the bottom of the check. Brian, who will now admit that he isn't the smoothest, didn't realize he was pulling the suavest move ever. I rely on my iPhone calculator to calculate the tip and new total. He did mental math, and I found it weirdly hot. Immediately, I felt my cheeks start to turn red.
Oh, my.
Which cheeks, we don't know. It doesn't matter. Said, yep, I officially had a crush on him because of the mental
That's
math.
So cute.
I low-key think that my husband thinks it's hot when I do this, too.
Listen, I don't care if it's mental math. I don't care what it is. If you're smart and you are, like, really intelligent.
Yep.
I'm so turned on. What are they called? Sapiosexuals? When you're like super turned on by the brain?
Whoa. Okay. So we just talked about new labels, right? With pansexual day of pride or Pride Day. Maybe that's actually, if I were raised in a different generation, maybe I would be that. What is it called again?
Sapiosexuals.
That's right. You're attracted to somebody's mind.
Yeah.
Because when we started dating 10 years ago, my husband and I told him that I thought he was a hot nerd. And he used to bug him. I'm like, no, that's a huge compliment. I'm attracted to nerds. He's like, well, I'm not a nerd. I'm like, you're totally a nerd. And he's like, I'm not a nerd. I'm like, you're a nerd.
Well, maybe nerd's like an off-putting word. Maybe for you. Because like when I hear nerd too, I'm like, I hate that word. I don't want to say that.
It turns it's hot for
me. I think super intelligent is like just hot. Like when I say Lisa, I'm like, Lisa's super intelligent. And when she can figure things out, I'm like, oh my God.
Listen, if you're like, he's really great at technology. He fixes it.
Oh, he's so good.
If our Apple TV is mixed up or my computer, he figures it all out. I historically have been attracted to those types, to guys who love like Star Wars or Star Trek, and to guys
we've taken a turn.
Who like comic books.
Okay.
Like those things to me are so hot.
Okay, and you're going into nerd territory.
But that's what I said.
Okay,
I like
you
nerds.
Take nerd. I just like intelligent. If you're good at what you do, woo!
Yeah,
oh,
that's
my
good.
Goodness.
I love your partner, Lisa. I've loved her for years. I didn't fully get it until I saw her DJ a couple of years ago during the pandemic. And I was like, why am I turned on?
I know.
It was a lot.
I know. It's so hot. The music, the whole turntable, the having to know what to do, getting it right.
It's a lot.
But I will say, if you are silly and crazy and wild, if you're really good at one thing that you do, it literally can't. That's why, you know why? That's why Dolly Parton is so sexy and so incredible. She's so funny and out there with her big boobs and plastic surgery, but she's so brilliant. It counteracts, and you're like, I'm obsessed.
Love it.
All right, we like smart people. We're sapiosexes.
Michaela, what's going on with Celine Dion? It sounds pretty heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's so sad and something that you never want to experience as a singer. Celine Dion has been diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. She is going to have to cancel her shows. Take a listen from her.
I've been dealing with problems with my health for a long time, and it's been really difficult for me to face these challenges and to talk about everything that I've been going through. Recently, I've been diagnosed with a very rare neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome, which affects something like 1 in a million people. While we're still learning about this rare condition, we now know this is what's been causing all of the spasms that I've been having. Unfortunately, these spasms affect every aspect of my daily life, sometimes causing difficulties when I walk and not allowing me to use my vocal cords to sing the way I'm used to.
First of all, can I just say that I saw her in 2018. It was a birthday present. It was in January. And she was absolutely phenomenal, but she was completely unable to do any costume changes. She was in a back brace, and she made a joke of it because she's very funny. And she said, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do any changes. I have a lot of back issues right now. And everyone was like, okay, you know, no big deal. But this has sort of been an ongoing thing. And you know, 4 years later, from my own experience, here she is acknowledging that there is a disorder. And I will say, I feel like when people retire, when people do things, when that's always like their own choice. When dancers get into some sort of accident or singers lose their vocal ability, mm-hmm. it is a, and somebody like Celine Dion,
yeah.
who is her vocal ability.
Yeah.
I don't, she's dealing with double trauma, I think.
And it's not curable. So it they can maintain some sort of like normalcy, but it will probably get more severe as she gets older, and that's just heartbreaking. And it makes me think, I remember when Julie Andrews, when she had nodes on her vocal cords
yeah.
that could not be repaired, and she said she'll never sing again. I remember just being heartbroken, like, how can Julie Andrews never sing again?
There's nothing like it.
Like, it feels in that vein, and sending her so much love because she's just an incredible talent.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. I'm so sorry to Celine. I think everyone's sort of mourning this for Celine. We adore her, and it's just really sad. All right, coming up in our final hour, we're talking about something important.
Really
like
important thing.
Brittany Griner. Being released from Russian detention. Alex Reimer joins us, digital content producer at Odyssey Sports, deputy managing editor Outsports. We'll discuss what this means.
Good Morning Beat. Channel Q.
You know, Channel Q has existed for about 4 years now with the sole purpose of having conversations for our community.
Yeah,
with our community
yeah.
and with our allies and creating spaces to cover stories that maybe wouldn't get covered in traditional media. And one of those stories early on that wasn't getting a whole lot of attention initially was the detention of Brittany Griner in Russia for trying to travel with a little bit of hashish in a vape pen, right? We're on it right away, as was our next guest, who's a digital content producer at Odyssey Sports and the deputy managing editor of Outsports, Alex Reimer, back on the Morning Beat. Alex, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. It's been a good, 24 hours for Brittany Griner and for her family and for her supporters. But you covered the story from day one, and it's so nice, as a community. Oftentimes, so much of our stories are surrounded by trauma. And while this one was for a long time, it seems to be having a happy ending. What's the latest?
Yeah, it certainly does. It was announced early Thursday morning that the Biden administration has secured a release from Brittany Griner. She was, of course, detained in Russia for roughly 10 months, as you mentioned, for having allegedly, and I want to use allegedly,
yeah.
we're not still exactly sure if it was planted or not. The Russians have done in the past, but have very small amounts of hashish oil, as you mentioned. It was quite the trade, which I think really speaks to the fraught relations, to say the least, between Russia and the U.S., as the U.S. released an infamous arms dealer nicknamed the Merchant of Death for Griner's release, which is a topic we'll maybe get into. But yeah, it's a happy ending for sure. I can't imagine spending her birthday in a Russian prison, being moved to a penal colony. Thank goodness she's home.
Listen, I think it's so incredible. We all do. People who are within and not within our community, I'm seeing so many people post. I'm also seeing, and it's going to happen, people are upset with the Marine who was left behind. He's been in prison, in Russian prison for 4 years. What do you have to say when it comes to Paul and him saying, I can't believe I'm still here, on the heels of Brittany Griner's release?
You know, I think his brother, David, had a great statement that was released Thursday morning as well, in which he said that they're, of course, very disappointed and heartbroken that Paul Whelan remains in Russia after 4 years, as you mentioned, on false espionage charges. However, he was also right to mention that, securing the release of Brittany Griner was the right move, and they do not begrudge Brittany or her family at all for advocating for her release. And, guys, it's really a shame that everything, and this is an obvious point, but it's worth saying, it's a shame that everything in our country now has to come down to tribal politics. We should be celebrating that an American was released from Russia. It's a shame that Paul Whelan still stays there. But as Joe Biden said Thursday, they're continuing to work on his release. It's a different situation entirely. So it's a shame that everything has to come down to tribal politics. But here we are.
It's so true, and I'm glad you said that, because there will be conspiracy theories, they probably already are, as to her getting released right after the midterms, right after, the Senate is controlled by the Democrats by a vote by 51-49, on the same day that the Respect for Marriage Act is finally passed, and all of a sudden, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have all this good press. Like, what do you think, how as a community can we just kind of like block out the noise and celebrate our wins, because we don't get them too often?
Mm-hmm.
What a day for the pinko communists. Huh? We're having quite a day today. but I mean, I think the easiest advice would be don't watch Fox News and turn off social media because there's a lot of incendiary commentary out there. But I think we also know that a lot of the extreme elements we see on social media are not reflective of how actual people feel. I think if you were to poll, let's say, 100 random people on the street, the vast majority would say it's great that Brittany Griner, a great American, a great athlete, is home. And I think, again, that's where the bulk of Americans actually stand. And it's important to remember that in times like these.
Absolutely. Well, we always appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much, Alex Reimer, digital content producer at Odyssey Sports, deputy managing editor at OutSports. We'll talk with you soon, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Always a pleasure. Tell me something
good. All right, this is such a heartwarming story coming from the alma mater of the one and only Brittany Griner.
Oh my gosh!
Brittany Griner played basketball, I believe won a national title while she was at Baylor 10 years ago or so. And the story comes from Baylor University, from their volleyball program. So the ladies of the program got together with their coaching staff and had a white elephant party for the holidays. You all know white elephant. We played one at Thanksgiving, actually. We called it a dirty turkey, or dirty bird, I think.
Yeah, loved it.
And basically, there's a gift for everyone. You pick a number, you go through, and then number one picks something. Number two has the option to choose number one's gift or to open a new gift. And you go through, and it can be stolen twice, and then it's frozen, blah, 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 right? Well, they get to the end of this game, and a sophomore who plays on the team, her name is Lauren Briseño, her coach stole her gift. And then said, open this gift right here. It was a mystery gift. She opens it up. It's a full ride volleyball scholarship.
Oh, my God.
She'd been a walk-on at the school and was trying to earn her way in. And this is the moment she found out. And according to the school's website, Baylor University, it cost over $50,000 to attend the private school for just 1 year.
Amazing.
So this is like a $200,000 gift potentially.
Amazing.
Pretty incredible.
Yes. Okay, this story actually made me cry. I saw it yesterday. But a famous writer took to Twitter and she said, her name's Chelsea Banning, an author. She said, only two people came to my author signing yesterday, so I was pretty bummed out, especially as 37 people responded going to the event. Kind of upset, honestly, and a little embarrassed. I've been there. It is mortifying. I want to cry. I'm devastated. But to her surprise, more famous authors started responding. Jodi Picoult said, I have sat lonely at a signing table many times only to have someone approach and ask me where the bathroom is. Another famous author said, Terry Pratchett and I did a signing in Manhattan for Good Omens that nobody came to at all. So you're two up on us. All of these authors started to say, like, welcome to the Amazing Author Club. That's like your initiation to... which made this author, Chelsea Banning, not only feel so much better, but it gave her so much attention and people are now looking up her book. But, you know, God, I think my hardest lesson is making mistakes and failing. It's the worst feeling ever, but I've learned that it truly is the only move to success. And
it's not
good
even,
for her.
It's not even failing.
I know, right, right.
It's not what you expected.
Right.
Honey, I've got boxes, cases of my book sitting in storage downstairs right now that I used to sell at my talks all the time. They're not selling.
Yeah.
I sell a few a month, and every now and then somebody will reach out and tell me that my book meant something to them, but I'm proud of it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Well, from one author, AJ Gibson, to another, that's very encouraging words, and also, we're proud of you. I'm proud of you for giving it a try. So are the other authors. We are getting closer to the holidays. We have a great show for you tomorrow as we head into the weekend. Make sure you stick around for Dr. Chris on Loveline. We'll see you tomorrow.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.